Welcome to the experience.
Left channel. Right channel.
Welcome to the experience.
Left channel. Right channel.
Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to the Candle Shore Podcast. This is show number 11. The title of today's show is, Do You Believe? I recently returned back from my 20th year high school reunion in Louisville, Kentucky. I attended the Kentucky School for the Blind. Fine school with great staff, a lot of good people. And got back 2 days ago. And by the time you hear this, of course, it will be a couple of weeks in the future, in the past, but nevertheless. And I'm going to do a couple of podcasts on some things about this trip. But anyway, it was great to see old people, old friends. When I say old people, they all have gotten kind of old, but that's okay, so have I. It was great to get back and see a lot of my old friends. The Kentucky School for the Blind, like a lot of state schools, is a residential school. And so some of the people at the school I've known since I was 5 or 6 years old. Now, I didn't spend a lot of time. I didn't spend my entire childhood at that school. Time was broken up. But my earliest memories, my earliest friends were from the time I was six. So me and a lot of the other students, former students, were able to reminisce about a lot of things, kind of like a family homecoming. And now, as I was talking to my friends and faculty and staff from the school, I began to realize that the importance that these people had played in my life, in the sense that they believed in me. When I hadn't really had any major accomplishments. And that's important, that people believe in you. I remember when I was a youngster, they would tell me when I was 14, 15, we know you're going to do great things. You got a bright future. And I was a good kid. I didn't get into drugs and drinking and things that a lot of kids today do. And I'm kids back then did too, but I never really did. I did work hard. And I respected the people that worked there. I've always had a basic respect for my elders. And it mattered to me what they think, what they thought. I'm getting my tenses confused, so I apologize for that. But as I was talking to my friends, classmates, and they were telling me of how proud they were of all the things I've done. And so I'm thinking, these were my fans before I had fans, before I had really gone out into the world and proven anything. And so it is important that young people today feel that there are people in their lives that believe in them. It's important that we as adults tell youngsters who are on the right path that we're proud of them and that we want them to, that they're going to succeed, and we know they're going to succeed. Because, having someone who believes in you can shape the choices that you make. Because in my case, I certainly didn't want to disappoint anyone. When you have people telling you, you're going to go far, I put my money on you, you're talented, you're bright, you're going to be fine. A typical person doesn't want to disappoint people like that. So it was nice for me to have a chance to go back. It's been about 20 years since I've been back to school, high school reunion. And it was nice to go back and to thank all of these people. And I did. I thanked the staff, the faculty, and my friends for believing in me in the early days. Because when you're a youngster, 16, 15, you don't have a lot of confidence in yourself. You may think, when you're around your friends, you may be a little bit boastful about your accomplishments, but certainly for me, I was always kind of scared at nighttime alone when I was thinking, God, I don't want to disappoint anybody. It kept me up a lot of late night hours. So it was nice to have that chance to thank them for believing in me when nobody else did, and to share with them some of the accomplishments I've done, to let them know that their faith was well founded. That's important. On the plane back from Louisville, I was thinking how fortunate I am to have had such a great fan base, support base. And then I realized that on a very unconscious level, I assure you, in my adult life, I have made a practice of surrounding myself with people who believe in me, who are fans. And I don't mean fans of any one particular thing, like my music or my songs, you know, poems, stories, even my career choices, but who look at me, and I know that they're fans. I know they see something greater than who I really am. They see the potential for what I can achieve, what I can still achieve. And with those people, I do. It still motivates me to not want to disappoint them. It does push me. It does make me walk a little faster and climb a little higher, fight a little harder to succeed. And that's what good people, supportive believers, can do for one. If that makes any sense at all. Think about the people in your life. Are they fans of yours? You need to surround yourself with fans, with people who believe in you, who when they look at you, you know they see something that maybe you can't even see all the time. Now, of course, I want to say two things on this. One, there are two extreme ends of the spectrum about other people's opinions. One, there are those who say, well, you know, they live their lives for someone else, everyone else but themselves, and that is not healthy. And at the other end of the spectrum, there are those who say, I don't give a damn about anybody, I'm going to do what I want to do. And neither of those extremes is acceptable. There has to be some kind of a balance. So strive for that kind of balance. But assuming that you can achieve that, then the second thing is, you have to be worthy of belief from other people. So if you're sitting around all day playing video games, not working, or just sitting around drinking beer and playing cards, and basically thinking the world owes you something, I'm not sure that you deserve fans. If all you do is go out and make babies that you cannot afford, or you have no belief system, and you don't believe in something greater than yourself, or you just, you know, trying to get as much as you can, as fast as you can, and you don't care about other people, then again, I'm not sure you deserve to have any fans. So I'm not saying that everyone who listens to this podcast, you say, well, I better have fans. I mean, if you're out cheating people, swindling people, trying to take advantage, if you're greedy and basically not a nice person, then does not apply to you. This is for those of us and for those of you who really feel that you are a good person. If you don't feel that way, then become a good person, the kind of person that you want to be friends with. Use that as your yardstick. Are you the kind of person that you want to be friends with? If that's true, then surround yourself with fans. You should never be so, I'm going to use the word desperate for friendship, or so afraid of being alone that you will just allow anyone in your life who will merely give you attention. That's just surviving. That's not living. And I've been blessed enough to find many people who believe in me, who are fans. They believe in me. So there's two basic messages for this week. One, if you believe in someone, certainly especially a young person, tell them on a regular basis, give them something to reference when they make decisions. Give them something to say, well, give them something to push against, to say, wow, so-and-so believes in me, and I don't want to let them down. If typically with young people, and I think with all of us, if we feel that no one believes in us, then we will almost always go to the area of least resistance, you know, go to the bottom. But if we know even one person can make a difference in another person's life, if someone knows that you believe in them, and you tell them that you have faith in them, believe me, it will make a difference. And so, tell someone this week, and at least somebody every other week, or often enough, that you believe in them. And say, yeah, did I tell you, you know, I'm a fan of yours. You know, I believe you can go further than you've ever gone. And whatever, just be supportive. That doesn't mean that you're not going to disagree with them if they make a decision you don't approve of. Certainly my friends are We've had long, many, many arguments about them, disapproving of things I've done. But in the end, I've always tried to do the right thing by them and others and myself. And I've kept a very strong fan base. That's the one thing. If you believe in someone, tell them. The second thing is, I want you to begin to see your group of friends in your life. I want you to start pruning that garden of friendship. Okay? People who are destructive to you, who are not fans. I want you to get the strength to get rid of them. Remove them from your life because they will bring you down. I'm not here to tell you what standards you should set. It's every person has to set their own standards. But you want to, at some point, surround yourself with only the most, with the most ardent fan base that you can find, that you can make. That doesn't mean a bunch of yes people, yes men, you know, the yes, whatever you say, absolutely. That's not fans. Those are people, I don't know who they are. I have no respect for them. This does not mean surrounding yourself with people who will tell you what you want to hear. It means surrounding yourself with people who believe that you can go further than you've ever gone, who believe in the future, in your future, who believe in you. Does that make sense? I hope you find this message helpful. I know it's not as direct as my previous messages, but it's important because as I was on that plane coming back from Louisville, I realized that but for the people who believed in me in my past, I wouldn't be the person that I am today. And but for the people who I've surrounded myself with today, I wouldn't be the person I'm going to be tomorrow. And I'm looking forward to being that person. So keep that in mind. Start to work on this, okay? Build a fan base. Be the person that other people can look up to, and then find those people, okay? And I think you're going to see a major difference in your life, and you'll make a difference in the lives of others. That concludes this message. My name is Mark Taylor, and let me give you the contact information. If you'd like to subscribe to this podcast, you're welcome to do so. You can go to feeds.feedburner.com/candleshore. You can go to the blog, which will give you the feed link, and also the software. There's a link on the front page there that you can download to subscribe. I think we use Juice, which used to be iPotter. And that's at www.candleshoreblog.com. The main website for all things Candleshore is candleshore.com. And my email address, and I hope you send me something because I'd love to hear from you, is musicman@candleshore.com. Remember to make a joyful noise this week, and I'll see you back here next week. Bye-bye.